the Medicine Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go to Ukraine, actually to Russia. And, you know, in the all of the debate over that war, I think you need a much deeper historical context on the savagery of Russia, of the people, of their leadership, the savagery that goes back over 1,000 years. And I'm going to tell you this. When Stalin, after Lenin died, Stalin became the dictator in Russia. Between the 1920s and 50s, he set up forced labor camps and sent 18 million people there. They were imprisoned, 18 million people. About 2 million of them died. These were dissidents. These were persecuted ethnic groups, enemies of Stalin. Whoever he wanted to, he just picked them up. And when you get a dictatorship like that, he has plenty of willing stooges, law enforcement people, to do it, because they get to act out their own sadistic little game plan, and they're afraid that they will be retaliated themselves. 2 million of them were sent to Siberia and Kazakhstan, part of Kazakhstan. But in particular, 6,000 were sent to an island in the middle of the Ob River in Kazakhstan. It's called Nazinri, or Zazino. And the odd coincidence is that the first four letters are N-A-Z-I. The fact of the matter is that the Russians are of the Nazi ideology themselves, and they always have been. This island is in the middle of the Ob River. It's called Cannibal Island, or the Island of Death. And believe this or not, Stalin wanted an experiment that I mean, it's something that Hitler would have done. He decided to put 6,000 people there with no food, no tools, just some flour that is supposed to mix with river water, gave dysentery, and then see if they could survive on an island. I have no idea what kind of animals were on it, you know, no fishing lines to fish with. What happened is they engaged in cannibalism. They would grab the weaker of them, tie them to a tree. There were stories of they'd cut off their calves, their breasts, and eat them, fry them. This was suppressed until the late 80s under Gorbachev. When Gorbachev came in, he instituted glasnost, Russian term meaning openness or transparency, and this all came out. And the Russian people said, well, you know, that was Stalin. We're not Stalin anymore. Well, let me tell you something. There's a Ukrainian teenager named Vlad Buryak. He was kidnapped in Mariupol when the Russians went in. The Russians, as you know, tortured people and killed them on the way out. There were corpses found with their hands tied behind their backs, evidence of physical abuse. Vlad Buryak said, when he finally managed to escape, that one of his jobs, he had to clean the torture room. People were hanged up by their thumbs, that kind of thing, and blood on the floor. The Russians are savages. They have been savages since the 10th century. That must be understood. You look at a Russian and you think he looks like a European. Yeah, he does look like a European until he gets any power over anybody. Now, some people have said, look, Matt, the Russian people are good. The Russian people are as good as any other people. I met a lot of them in Moscow and St. Petersburg in 1997 during the glasnost thaw when Gorbachev was in charge. Well, I should say Yeltsin was in charge. Gorbachev put him in originally. But their culture is a savage culture. Let me put it that way. And their leaders are savages. And I mean that in the true sense of the word. Their leaders are no different from Genghis Khan and the Mongols who swept out of Asia into Europe. They almost got into Vienna in the 13th century till the Khan died and they all retreated. Now, if you go to Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia, you say it's a primitive society. I mean, children in Ulaanbaatar, apparently, I've never been there, but I have friends who are there. Well, they'll be standing around in a group, and if they have to relieve themselves, they just pull up their robes and do it right while they're standing there. In your presence, that's considered normal. But back in the 13th century, it was a formidable fighting force because they knew how to ride horses. Although they had no culture, they spread nothing of value over several centuries. Russia's the same way. So when they say, when Vladimir Putin says, well, I want to now take Poland back, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, all part of the Soviet, quote, empire. His party, the one that backs him the strongest, is proposing changing the name of his title from the word president to an old Russian term for a warlord who controls the whole country going back many centuries. This is a sick society. You must understand that. You must understand that. They are committing war crimes. They are committing genocide. They look on it as business as usual. And what's the reason for this? The reason for this is that they have no history of private ownership of private property, among other things. For 1,000 years, to the Russian Revolution in 1917, some of them could be owned by other people as serfs. It wasn't quite slaves, I agree. But they were serfs. They couldn't go anywhere. They could be brutally beaten at will, and they could be forced to work for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. And then communism came along, and Stalin murdered 20 million people. He imprisoned 18 million, killed 2 million in the camps alone. He's the one who said it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. That is the Russian culture. Nobody who's ever been exposed to it wants to see it again. Nobody's ever been exposed to it wants to see it again. Now, Iran, another major troublemaker in the world, is going to send them several hundred drones, some of them armed. They're also on the way to making a bomb. A jihadist bomb is what it is. They have threatened Europe, and they have threatened Israel. Anybody who doesn't subscribe to their religion. At some point, the West has got to say two things. And they don't have to say it out loud in diplomatic meetings, but the Russian is a savage. Their cultures are savages. And we will stop them at any cost from penetrating Europe. And number two, Iran are savages. And we will not permit them to bomb anybody or develop a jihadist bomb. Now they are teaming up with Russia to send them drones. We need a firm, firm foreign policy against both of them. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.